Reaching for a parking ticket to get validated is so 20th century. I just spent the morning at a high-end shopping mall in Los Angeles that has a new twist on parking. Sign up for the app, register your credit card, and never have to take a parking ticket or wait on an exit line again. Stay tuned and I'll tell you all about it. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today and you are listening to Talking Tech. The new parking system is called Smart Parking and it just debuted at the Westfield Century City Shopping Mall, which has been charging to enter and exit the mall for decades. Yep, that's how they do it in LA, both as a way to make money and keep the customers flowing. Otherwise, I'm told they fear nearby office workers would use the lots to park all day long and shoppers would not be able to get in. As you probably know, malls have been hit hard by the digital revolution. Why go out and fight traffic and struggle for a parking space when you can click on Amazon and have your product delivered within a day or two? Well, here's why. Because it's fun to get out there and be amongst people and actually put products in your hands, and in the case of clothes, try them on and see how they look on you. The smart parking system, which Westfield says will expand to other malls in 2018, is a cool idea. How many times have you misplaced your parking ticket and struggled to get through the exit? Well, it's happened to me too often, and I love this frictionless method. I pulled into the lot, and instead of taking a ticket, the LCD screen told me my license plate was being read and to go straight ahead. This was done by overhead cameras and sensors that monitor the movement of cars. Then when I was done, again, instead of having to pay to exit, the LCD screen told me it was reading my plate and then thanked me for visiting. The system works so well, I can see it going prime time. Why not move it to areas we pay to park in often, like the theater, symphony, office lot, and such? And at the mall, let's think forward and put those cameras in places where they could recognize us, or perhaps a chip in our smartphone, to ditch the checkout line. Pick up a product, scan it with your app, and have the payment added to your credit. To privacy advocates who worry about being monitored by the cameras, you think they're not watching you now? Come on. So what do you think? How should malls use the cameras in the future? How could they improve the shopping experience? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you listen to fine online radio.